This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our next speaker, our brother Sheikh Shinoui. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Almighty God, the most compassionate, the matchless in His mercy, and flawless in His justice, and perfect in His wisdom, who sometimes allows for the oppressors a little bit of a grace period, enough rope for the pride that comes before the fall, enough rope to choke themselves with in the end. All praise be to God who in the process of that grace period showcases the faith of true believers and chooses from amongst us, honors from amongst us, whom He elects to be martyrs.
Allahu Akbar!
And then when that plan comes full circle, He snatches those tyrants forever in a way that only the Almighty ever can. Upon that creed we as people of faith live. And upon it, God willing, we will die. And with it, we will meet the Lord of Might. Brothers and sisters, respected clergy, friends, people of conscience everywhere, welcome to the streets. It is not just our constitutional right, but rather our moral obligation to assemble here and call out the devils that lurk in the darkness. Some of those devils that lurk in the darkness claim to be Jews, but rather they are supremacists, nationalists who have nationalized their religion on racist grounds, and the farthest thing on that basis from being a true Jew who opens the Torah and finds the very, very first book to be the book of Genesis, wherein the father of the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, entered the promised land and purchased, not stole, not massacred and occupied, purchased a cave to give his beloved wife Sarah a dignified grave in. Those who don't follow his path are not true Jews. They are not followers of Moses. They are not the heirs of Abraham. And among those who lurk in the darkness as devils as well are those who claim to live for Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him, who claim to be Christians or Catholics, who may even nod and give you a mm-hmm next month when we say put Christ back in Christmas. I want you to ask the church fathers in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, why they just canceled Christmas as of yesterday. Due to the atrocities and the massacres of the people in Palestine. You may hear them say, to deceive you with their devilish tongues, make room in your heart for Jesus. And I gotta ask, is there room in their heart for even Jesus Christ? Peace be upon him. When he too was driven from Palestine as a refugee. And some of those who lurk in the darkness may claim to be Muslims. And a Muslim by definition is someone who submits entirely, consistently, lovingly, trustingly to the will of Almighty God. But sometimes we can't hear that claim because the actions are too loud and it seems their God is their comfort or their status or their wealth or their security at the expense and over the rubble they climb for the gods that they worship and bow to. And among the devils that lurk in the darkness are those who claim to be Democrats. And yet they don't only choose to not represent their constituents, Looking at you, Fetterman. Looking at you, Wilde. Looking at you, Casey. But you are a people now that will go down in the trash can of history for supporting what so many among the UN and the human rights have unanimously agreed is the only remaining apartheid state, the farthest thing from the rule of law. A place where Palestinians are second-class citizens at best, forget with an equal right to vote, not even a right to pull water from a well under their feet. And I thank the Almighty in conclusion that the act is up and the smoke screens are thinning and people are beginning to wake up and understand this didn't start on 10/7. And that these so-called Democrats or Republicans or elected officials have had 75 years since 1948 when this actually started to figure it out. If you don't know, then how can you be a leader? And if you do know, then how can you be a human being? And many a times, and with this I will close, many a times in these moments, it initially felt like we were fighting for a free Palestine. But as we begin our journey now of the uphill climb, after telling them we see your true colors, we see your devilish ways, we see that you don't represent those who voted for you. You represent those who bribed you, I mean lobbied you, I mean donated to you, to deceive us into thinking that you represent us.
Yeah.
The act is up.
Yeah.
And we praise God for freeing us when we thought we were freeing Palestine.
Right.
The leashes are off. We know who holds your leash. And we don't wear leashes. We live for God, for goodness, for justice, for truth. We've been liberated at the hands of Palestine.